basically just stayed in and chilled. I've got some of that wonderful Victoria TV series in. And kind of enjoying it because, you know, it brings in some of those historical dates and history facts. So you get to do some research for yourself and learn a bit about England's early beginnings. What else? Oh, and I've gotten into a couple other dramas too. Queen Sugar, that Oprah Winfrey is executive producing, and The Chi, which is really another cool series. I think it's on Showtime. And I'm also watching Atlanta with amazing actors in it as well. If you want to check out any of those shows, they're quite easily Googled. So type that in, check it out, see what's good. And for Vancouver music, and right now, actually, on campus is Pride UBC. So if you type in Pride UBC on Facebook, you can find the event, I guess, spreadsheet. They'll let you know what's happening. There's a few more events on. There'll be grand opening or commemoration. Commencement, I guess is the word I'm looking for, was on Friday last week. And there's a few more events this week you can catch. So make sure to follow that. And I will be getting into my events as well a little later in the show. How about I play some music, and then I'll get into some news as well. I've got a new track from Sarah Eske. Song's really cool. It's called How Deep. Let's get right into it. 101.9 FM, CITR, Queer FM, DJ Denise.
Just want a chance to let you know that if you let me go, I won't be coming home. 'Cause I can't fix these broken pieces, not anymore. Won't waste my kisses thinking this could be like before. I've packed my things and now I'm walking right out the door. We could have been more. The morning light, you should be here by my side. This morning when I woke up, I made up my mind. I'm taking back my life, no more asking you why. I couldn't see reality with teardrops in my eyes. You should have been protecting me instead of telling lies. I tried to find you in that place where love And it'll change your mind. Give me just one more night, more time. Sitting at a red light, practicing your goodbyes, getting your words just right for the last time. Who's gonna run through your head? Who's gonna lie in your bed? Are they gonna make you happy, make you forget? Erase everything that we had. Take back every word that we said. Undo everything that we did. That we did. That we did. Can't let you go. It's like a bad dream when you tell me you don't love me no more. Close to mine, trying to remember what it feels like, running out of patience, patience, trying to think of something that'll save us. You're holding it all in your hands, breaking my heart, cause I can't let you go. It's like a bad dream when you tell me you don't love me no more.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hydra CM, the CM, the CIA, and the Scatulia, to lead in, who must we must stay out. Hey, how you doing? This is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, that's what you're doing. 101.9 FM, CITR. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you, doing my very best at controlling all these wonderful controls here. It's great fun. But I'm making it happen. All right. I've got some cool LGBT news for you out of British Columbia to start off with. And I can let you know who you just listened to. That was Rhea May with Red Light. And before that was Sarah SK with How Deep. Rhea May, as you may know, is a very well-known artist, Canadian artist. And that's a brand new track that that is basically 1 week old, actually. Hope you all heard it before. Gonna give it some more plays. Looking at Gay Star News, I have a piece of news that's dated January 11th, 2018. A pioneering gay Vancouver politician won't run again. Everything that I really wanted to see accomplished within our community, I think, has been done, says City Councillor Tim Stevenson. Pierre Trudeau may have famously needed just one walk in the snow through an Ottawa blizzard to decide to retire, but longtime Vancouver City Councillor Tim Stevenson's walk in the sand actually started months ago. To be honest with you, Stevenson tells Extra on January 9th, 2018, on the phone from Maui, where he's vacationing with his husband. I made a decision that I wouldn't run again about a year ago. It's a decision, he says, he shared at the time with Mayor Gregor Robertson and their Vision Vancouver colleagues, but decided to keep quiet until the next municipal election year dawned. 16 years is a long time to sit on city council, Stevenson says. Now, at a certain point, we all need to realize when we've run out of juice and need to make room for a new generation of voices to lead. I am 72, he points out, and I'll be 73 this year. With his husband, Gary Patterson, a former moderator at the Church, the United Church of Canada. Already semi-retired, Stevenson says he's ready to relinquish his council seat in time for the October 2018 municipal election, in part so the couple can travel and spend more time together. Since he wrestled with the decision for years, he says, and even contemplated retiring prior to the last election in 2014. Though he's glad he served one more term, I am really going to miss the work, he says, reflecting especially on everything he has accomplished for Vancouver's LGBT community. In his five consecutive terms on council, as I look back, everything that I really wanted to see accomplished within our community, I think, has been done, he says, and I feel really good about it. Stevenson's long road to politics started just a few years after he bust out of the closet. He burst out of the closet as a gay man in 1975. For years, he had fought his sexuality and was consumed with a battle raging inside of him. It was like being held underwater in the ocean for 30 years, he says, drowning under the fear that he would never succeed at anything if people knew his true self. Coming out was beyond liberating. I just came blasting out of the ocean with my eyes wide open, gasping for air and exploding with energy, he says. And he knew he had to join the fight for gay liberation. At the age of 32, he enrolled at the University of British Columbia and joined a small group of students that would one day become Pride UBC. Stevenson soon became president and started planning the group's first gay week in 1980. Back then, there was an enormous amount of homophobia. He recalls, few people were out on campus, and those who were faced regular harassment. Homosexuality had only been removed from the list of mental illnesses in the U.S. a few years earlier, and Canada had yet to follow suit. Stevenson says he was absolutely convinced that I had to do my part for change. This gay week really established us as known throughout the campus, he says, looking back on those early days of activism at UBC as his learning ground. Those lessons would help carry him through the next decades as he worked relentlessly behind the scenes to build consensus with the United Church of Canada to ordain openly gay ministers. In 1988, the church finally became the first mainstream Christian denomination in Canada to welcome gay and lesbians as full members eligible for ordination. Stevenson was ordained 4 years later. The impossible became possible, Stevenson says. What looked initially like an insurmountable challenge slowly pulled within reach as he confronted every door that seemed locked in his path. As humans, he says, we have to challenge those brick walls. We have to take those risks. For Stevenson, the risks paid off and the doors slowly opened, one by one, and I'm not a special person, he notes. I'm just ordinary Tim. It was his resilience in the church and his work as an international delegate in South Africa with Nelson Mandela became president of the African National Congress in 1991 and then won the election in 1994 that brought Stevenson to the BC NDP's attention, he says. When the NDP approached him to run in the West End as an openly gay candidate in BC's 1996 election, a provincial election, Stevenson says he went on a silent retreat, as he often had in life, to ponder big decisions, to contemplate the possibility of running for office. His answer was yes. Until then, the church had been his calling, but he welcomed the shift as a new opportunity to make change. I got into politics because, coming out of the gay community, I really saw the necessity of changing lives, he says. Stevenson again broke new ground in the 1996 election as one of the first openly gay men to win a seat in BC's provincial legislation, along with Liberal MLA Ted Nebling. Stevenson brought gay rights to the table every chance he could, especially when he got a seat in cabinet in the year 2000, becoming the first openly gay person in Canada appointed to cabinet in any legislature. Though he lost his seat as an MLA, just a year later, when the BC NDP was swept out of power, he soon set his sights on another level of government where he felt he could make positive change, city council. Ooh. And the story goes on. Some of Tim Stevenson's contributions to the Vancouver LGBT community was to have the Rainbow Crosswalk and the Jim Derva Plaza designed for Pride. and recognizing the historical significance of the Davie Village to Vancouver's LGBT community. So in 2013, he launched the city's first LGBT advisory committee. Wow. So Tim Stevenson has done wonderful work for the city of Vancouver, and we will be sad to hear that he is retiring. But as at the beginning of the article, when I noticed that he was 72 years old, that is way beyond the actual national average for Canadians to retire. But I'm pretty sure he felt he had a lot of work to get done. Congratulations to Tim. Well, I am moving on and looking at other things in the city. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I am DJ Denise. You know what I'm going to do? I actually have a brand new song that I really wanted to share with you all by Claire Mordefy. It's called Panther Paws. And here we go. We'll get right into it.
Panther paws, they're padding on the hardwood, and I'm lost for words. Panther dogs, I warned you I'd perpetuate the worst of all worlds. You won,
I'm a settler from Epiquette, or Prince Edward Island, the traditional territories of the Mi'kmaq peoples.
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm Jewish and Korean and grew up mostly in Shawnee Territory in the United States.
My name is Autumn Schnell, and I am Treaty 11 Gwich'in and Inuvialuit on my mom's side, and on my dad's side, I am of German descent.
And we're members of the Indigenous Collective.
Do you have a passion for Indigenous issues?
What about decolonization?
Our show, Unceded Airways, airs every Monday at 11 a.m., so come by CITR to hang out.
If you're interested in Indigenous representation and empowerment, or just want to hang out with cool folks who are, then this collective is for you.
Email volunteer@citr.ca to get involved.
Do you have any awareness of what's been happening with newspapers in the last 10 years?
Not at all. I mean, truth is, I don't even get them anymore. I just read the news on my phone. It's so much better, and it's free.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The future of news media is in your hands. If you're interested in independent journalism and current affairs, CITR's News Collective is for you. Help hound down stories about diverse and underrepresented issues in the Lower Mainland for Democracy Watch, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Email volunteer@citr.ca to get involved.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise, hanging out with you. And I've got some more news. I just noticed, actually in Vancouver, they're proposing to put up a neon sign in the Davie Village. So, this is dated, what, January 9th? Oh, nice. Also in the Daily Extra, how a neon heart is sparking nude interest in recognizing Vancouver's LGBT village. Will one community member's petition be made to make it permanent succeed? When Mark Jensen first laid eyes on the heart of Davie Village, it was love at first sight. The pink heart encircled by delicate strands of neon and emblazoned with the words Davie Village in neon white and rainbow across its chest was installed on Davie Street in December 2017 as part of the West End's fourth annual Light Festival Luminaire. Below the heart sits a sign acknowledging the village as the historical heart of Vancouver's gay community and pays tribute to the LGBT gathering spaces that made it home. The Davie Village beats it in everyone's heart that lives in the community, Jansen says. I think it's a good representation of the neighborhood. Originally from Winnipeg, Jansen's connection to the village started long before he even moved here. Davie Village is important not just to BC, but Western Canada, says Jansen, who publishes a community blog called The Davie Village Post. There's a sense of freedom for someone who is LGBTQ, who comes from a small town in the prairies, and they come to Davie Village and they see this, and they feel like they belong, he says. It's a feeling of acceptance. The heart, which stands just west of Burrard Street, next to the Fountainhead Pub on the north side of Davie, salutes the bars, bathhouses, businesses, and nightclubs that for decades have been essential gathering spaces for the queer community in the village. The signs of those businesses were beacons for their community, says artist Jim Balshin, who designed the heart. He hopes his installation will act as a similar beacon for the community, especially the community members who might feel isolated. Black and Shally says he created the heart as a way to recognize the neighborhood's history of fostering Vancouver's LGBT community. He hopes its retro style stirs a sense of vintage attraction while still being open to new meaning. Jansen sees the sign as a nod to the community leaders like the late Jim Diva, who co-owned Little Sisters Bookstore, Barb Snellgrove, and City Councillor Tim Stevenson, who all work hard to have the area recognized as an LGBT village. They all worked very hard to bring the name Davie Village to the forefront, Jansen says. We never want to lose that, so anything that can help increase the visibility is going to be a positive thing for the community. After discovering the neon-lit heart, Jansen called the West End Business Improvement Association, which recognizes Luminaire. They told him the sign was temporary, and within a few minutes, he was on change.org starting a petition. I just want it to be instinctive. I don't want to see the sign go, he says. As of January 9th, 2018, 723 people have signed the petition asking the City of Vancouver and the West End BIA to make the heart of Davie Village a permanent fixture in the village. The heart is scheduled to remain on display until February 23rd, 2018, but Stephen Regan, the executive director of the West End BIA, says the petition should be helpful in finding a permanent home for Balkan's work. it always takes me a bit by surprise how much delight these things bring to people's lives and how it sparks great conversation, Regan says. If there's public support that's demonstrated, it makes it a little bit easier for counselors to get behind it. Counselor Tim Stevenson says the installation is a lovely addition to the neighborhood and he supports the movement to make it permanent. Maybe the community wants to discuss it more and see what exactly they want from this in terms of a symbol, he suggests. I think this is quite appropriate, and it's quite joyous, really. Oh, yes. So, if you would like to sign the petition, please check out this Daily Extra article and track down some of these people so that you can also help to keep the Davy Village heart lit up in the Davy Village. On the Queer FM van page on Facebook, I will post this article and get the appropriate links so that you can also be a part of the solution and the petition. How about that? You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. We've been just looking through some LGBT Canadian news at the moment, and I will move on to some world news also. But first, I'll play a brand new track for you by Off Bloom. Here we go. This one sounds really good.
Feeling stranded for a while, I almost thought that I had it. It didn't last for long. Such a bad luck got me all stuck. Seemed to me that I was wrong in everything I got, 'cause I want a lot. Someone to care and to please. Good is good enough for me. What I wanted, and I want a lot. Such a bad luck got me all stuck. Seemed to me that I was wrong in everything I got, 'cause I want a lot. Someone to care and to please. Good is good enough for me.
Yeah. changes in my world. Just the same old story. Just a silly girl. There must be something broken in my brain. 'Cause I make the same mistakes again and again.
Member of CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at
On the Fringe Hair Design, Rufus Guitar Shop, Stormcrow Ale House, The Bike Kitchen, UBC Bookstore, Australia Boot Company, and so many more. I'm just at Shindig.
That was a really inspiring set.
CITR and Discorder's Battle of the Bands. They've been hosting it pretty much all year at the Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Past Pub, every Tuesday night. It's the semis. Yeah, well, there are 27 bands and 27 winners, but these guys really aren't playing around to take the Shindig crown from last year's winner, Little Sprout. Yeah, coming out. You could win a free beer at Jokes or Beers. And watch these bands battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Silver Fox Postering, Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery, Pandora's Box, Vadermaster Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hill, Hastings Mill Brewing Company, Six Cent Press, Blue White Studios, and Print Print.
The second round of semis is January 16th. with the Afrolution, Mama Rude Gal, and Mittens. Yeah, see you there.
Yeah, see you there. 101.9 FM, CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise. Ooh, you've been getting some cool LGBT music, and also they made mention of Mama Rude Gal. I've been playing Mama Rude Gal on the show since I found out about her, I don't know, how many years ago was that? I'd say probably over 3 years now. Get to Shindig. You get to check out some brand new music and some Vancouver artists as well, which is super, super cool. Alright, I have some world news, which I've been following at Gay Star News. This is dated January 16th, 2018. Taiwan is to add third gender to passport and national ID cards. So that's really exciting and new. So Taiwan has continued on the path of being a regional leader on LGBTI issues, as it considers allowing a third gender passport, third gender passports, household registration, and national identity cards. The country's Gender Equality Committee, which forms part of the Executive Yuan announcement, that the proposed challenges or proposed changes. It said the changes would help ensure the civil rights of trans, intersex, and gender diverse people. The proposed changes are pending approval from Ministry of Interior. But the affected departments have said it would be easy to update their systems, according to a report in Up Media. Once the MOI, I can't remember what MOI stands for again. Oh, Ministry of Interior. The proposed changes are pending approval by the Ministry of Interior, but the affected departments have said it would be easy to update their systems, according to a report in Up Media. Once the Ministry of Interior approves the addition of a third gender option for household registration, the national ID and national ID cards, it would be simple to make the changes for passports as well. Speaking to media last week, Andrew Lee, spokesperson for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, says it would make the necessary changes immediately. When the change is approved, Taiwan will join Canada, Australia, Denmark, Germany, Malta, New Zealand, Pakistan, India, Ireland, and Nepal in introducing a third gender option on passports. Yay, did you hear Canada was there? Haha. Win, win, win. So, Asian leader, Taiwan has been increasingly seen as a leader in Asia on sexuality and gender issues. In May last year, Taiwan became the first country in the region to legalize same-sex marriage. The judicial yuan ruled the ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. The court ordered legislators to make it law within 2 years. However, LGBTI advocates have also been battling to retain sex and gender education in schools about the LGBT community. Oh, well, that looks like an uphill battle also. Oh, good work, Taiwan. I'm glad that they are actually leaders in making sure that people have the third option on their passports, and starting with just their ID cards, which is really cool. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I am DJ Denise. I'm just diving into some fun LGBT news that's happening. And now I see something in the United States that I wouldn't mind talking about. So the oldest Catholic university in America approves LGBTI student housing. Students describe the decision as a major and unprecedented accomplishment for a Catholic university. This is dated January 14th, 2018. Georgetown University announced this week that it will offer LGBTI student housing. The Catholic University is in Washington, D.C., the capital city of the U.S. The university's Office of Residential Living has announced it accepted the proposal for a new living learning community. The new building will provide safe space for students to explore gender and sexuality. Crossroads Gender and Sexuality is the name of this new learning living community. It is intended to serve as a community space for conversations about inclusivity, issues pertaining to gender and sexual orientation. Vice President of Student Affairs Todd Olson said the new space will remain true to Georgetown's Jesuit values. Jesuits founded the university in 1789. They were members of the Society of Jesus. This is a scholarly religious congregation of the Catholic Church. The Society of Jesus formed in 16th century Spain. Olson continues, our Catholic and Jesuit values call on us to engage with respect, compassion, and sensitivity with our LGBT community. It is in keeping with our Catholic and Jesuit values to provide a language, perspective, and sense of inclusion for deepening our sense of cura personalis. The Office of Residential Living initially rejected the proposal in April 2017. Associate Director of Residential Education, Katie Heather, confirmed the proposal had been accepted via email. She contacted student Grace Smith, a leader of the Living Learning Community, and informed her the community would start in 2018 to 2019 academic year. Heather also explained the logistics for this community are in the process of being finalized, as well as location, marketing, and application processes. So, that's good news for the Georgetown community. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM, and I am DJ Denise with my cool world news. And I'd also like to play some more music. I have a new song by Kim Wardle from Vancouver. The song is called 88 and Beyond. Here, I'll get right into it.
Myself immortal, cause I sense a thousand portals flow through Venus system, boombox beats for circulation, indigo kids in the studio in our room, channeling to new tunes, letting spirits speak through, pick the common thread out of the news, weave that new, I'm seeing seas in their shallow translations that lack imagination, art is incantation where it's all in relation, umbilical connection, no separation, hand hold the banka, carving out a mantra, a-a-laga para sa mga bata, rocket Ilocana, just like my mama, I'm queer like the water, resilient through trauma.
How can we move when some of us are wounded? Patience and cycles, motion and movement. All lives won't matter till black lives matter. Bound up in liberation with indigenous nations to infinity.
Beyond ADA and 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 beyond, even bigger than the song. ADA and beyond 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 ADA and beyond. Heck, the thing at every angle till we roll with angels.
Time's crooked on your book of lines, circle them a thousand times. Scribble with my tangent, setting fire on your palace. White ivory towers keep power cinematic. Illusion unsustainable, rapper slash actress in come unpredictable. Nothing stay romantic, relationship to art unstable, but commit to back it. Talk about a cool facade, lies glasses, re-indigenized travel time, this intergalactic. Open letter to the LMCs, building blocks that only serve to box us. In my zone, the equinox, a planetarium, ship kaleidoscopic. Mark it up with Copics, animated graphic. I am the motion, not a decoration. Welcome to my universe, check my constellation. If you hang by a thread, hold these lines for survival. My legacy, the seed ascended, this is our arrival.
Are you interested in Vancouver's local music scene? Then join CITR's Music Collective. We handle all things music, from setting, taken down, and just enjoying live performances to archiving. Join the collective to hang out with like-minded, music-obsessed folks. Open to everyone, no experience necessary. For Word on the Street podcasts and more info about the collective, visit CITR.ca and email volunteer at CITR.ca to get involved.
All right, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay, okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we. You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France, Montreal. What the f***?
It's a script.
I couldn't even, what? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, okay, just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that, because even a fucking elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
Yay, my voice is on the air. 101.9 FM CITR. This is Queer FM. I'm DJ Denise hanging out with you. And I've been talking about some cool LGBT news around the world. And also in the United States. Well, that includes the world. Funny. Those are my jokes. Anyways, I just noticed a cool... what am I talking about? It's not cool, but here. Anyways, I'll get into it. Where's the date here? January 16th, 2018 here. In Pink News, Japan's leading dictionary has added a definition of LGBT, but it's not quite right. Japan's leading dictionary may have added a definition of LGBT to the dictionary for the first time, but it appears that the term has been misunderstood. Wonder what that means. The Jivan volume, which was published last week, made its first update in a decade. But its definition of LGBT defines the term as people who have different sexual orientations from the majority. Of course, in the case of transgender people, this definition doesn't apply, as this refers to a gender identity rather than a sexual orientation. Fortunately, the dictionary's editorial board have agreed that they misdefined the term and hope to update it shortly. Stonewall Japan said, "It is about time that the dictionary included the definition in its listing." In 2014, Japan's National Language Dictionary, Sudoku Kanji, began the first volume to redefine love in a Japanese dictionary. In the sixth edition of the dictionary, the feeling was defined as unquenchable. Feelings of affection between a man and a woman, of wanting to see them and always wanting to be with them. But in the seventh edition, it was revised to read to be unquenchable feelings of affection for a person, of wanting to see them and wanting to be with them. Wow, what a great job. I like that they went and revised all of that. They just need to fix the LGBT definition. That would be greatly appreciated. Now, moving on to Gay Star News. This is just a kind of cool little fluff piece I found. This is dated January 15th, 2016, and its official Grindr makes people unhappy when they use it too much. So all you fellas listening in out there, we've got some news for you. Listen up. A new study shows it's the number one unhappy app. A tech-based organization Time Well Spent revealed Grindr as the number one app that makes users unhappy. Tristan Harris, a former Google employee, founded the organization. It focuses on studying the effects of mobile devices and apps, more significantly, how they create obsessive uses to the detriment of the quality of life. In the article of the Huffington Post, Harris wrote, "The ultimate freedom is a free mind, and we need technology that's on our team to help us live, feel like, and act freely. People's time is valued, and we should protect it with the same rigor and privacy and other digital rights." So, do apps leave you happy or in regret? Time Well Spent recently published a ranking of apps based on their happy and unhappy ranks. They partnered with Moment, an app tracking screen time, and polled 200,000 iPhone users for their results. Grindr landed at the number one spot for unhappy users. An astonishing 77% of the users said they were unhappy using it, and an average spent 61 minutes on it. Ooh, that's a long time. I'm just trying to see if I can get this Time Well Spent page up. Oh, here we go. So if you go to Gay Star News too, you can check out all of these Time Well Spent things. You can download the Moment app also, and it says Time Well Spent results. So for the happy portion, they've got Fitbit as making people 99% happy, about 8 minutes used daily. Podcasts make 98% of people happy. The weather app, oh, I didn't know that was on there. 98%. Oh, Duolingo, amazing. That's one of my favorite apps. That's all up there also. Makes 98% of people happy. I always love Duolingo. It just makes you happy because the wonderful sounds it makes as soon as you do something right. You just get some self-gratification with it, and a big smile too. Now, music is 96% on the happy scale. So, on the unhappy list, Facebook is 64%, makes people 64% unhappy. Instagram makes 62% of people who were polled unhappy. Telegram makes 52% people unhappy. Wow, and people spend an hour and 32 minutes on it an average day. I'm not really sure what Telegram is yet. Reddit, I've heard of Reddit, makes 51% of people unhappy with an hour and 13 minutes of use. And then Tinder is on the list as well at 49% people becoming unhappy after use, with about 18 minutes of use, and you just get frustrated. Yikes. Well, that was a cool little ad there. I did not think of that. That is something that has never crossed my mind. But I keep preaching this thing. The youngsters are all bailing out of Facebook, so to all you people that swear by Facebook, it's going down. The next generation isn't going to follow the wave with Facebook anymore. there's a little history lesson there for you. Anyways, some entertainment news here and pink news. I am looking at the Scissor Sisters release a remix of Squirk for the Victims of Orlando. I can read a little bit about this. The Scissor Sisters earlier this year broke their hiatus to release a new single to benefit survivors of the Pulse nightclub massacre and have again released music to benefit those survivors. So the Filthy Gorgeous Band had been on an indefinite hiatus since 2012 with lead singer Jake Shears and Anne Moronic both moving on with other projects. So, but they broke their hiatus earlier this year when they released Swirlick. The track was collaborated with producer MDNR, and all proceeds from the song go to charity and benefit survivors of the Orlando Pulse gay club shooting, the Contigo Fund. So what I'm going to do... Wow, there's a million different remixes. I'm going to play this remix and then come back and chat about some other songs. Here we go. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, Queer FM.
I want it all. I want everything.
That's the one.
Swirl it, twirl it, twerk it, swirl it. Work it if you got the nerve. Work it if you got the nerve. Swirl it, twirl it, twerk it, swerve. Work it if you got the nerve. Work it if you got the nerve.
So yeah, just like pull out your mommy's old roller skates, put one of them on, and like flamingo the other leg, swirl it and twirl it and twerk it and swerve, and you know, like do all of that. You can do that, girl. Swirl, swirl.
Working so hard at the five and dime.
If you got the nerve, swirl,
They kept saying they believed in nothing.
Niles. Me.
The Greatest Date from Nihilism, Rediscovering Our Passion in Late Modernity by Dr. Gordon E. Karkner involves a journey out of the prison of contemporary nihilism and into a meaningful life trajectory. Rooted in the work of Canadian premier philosopher Charles Taylor, this book is a relevant read for students and faculty. You can find it at the UBC or Regent bookstores.
Around here, you bunch of f***ing crybabies.
Tired of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective.
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Intersections, airs Thursdays from 4 to 5 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Yes, 101.9 FM, CITR, this is Queer FM, I'm DJ Denise. You're just hanging out with me as I tell you about what is happening in the city. We're getting close to the end of our wonderful show here. Another week gone. Oh my gosh, how does that happen? The show just flies by on me. All right, there's quite a few things going on today as well. Oh my goodness, it is just amazing. Oh, there's so much happening. So Pride Week is happening at UBC here. The dates were January 12th all the way to the 19th, so you can still get yourself involved. Tonight is Reverie and Resistance. It is, what do I have here? The Pride Collective Pride Week. I'm just trying to find Lemon and Cheese Art Show and Sasha Balloon from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. is what I'm seeing here. At the AMS Nest 2311, 6 till 8 p.m. So in honor of Pride Week theme, we're bringing you all an art show. Revel is the beauty and strength of incredible queer art while finding power in the ways these pieces act as resistance against the system of oppression. Everyone is welcome and we will be providing free beverages and snacks. All beverages are non-alcoholic and we ask you to respect the sober policy of the space. Our feature artist is Sasha Balloon, an interdisciplinary artist based in Vancouver. She has an extensive background in theater and studied at Railtown Actors Studio. Her work in Vancouver's film industry and the time spent learning the craft of acting has influenced her visual art and time-based practice. She graduated from Langara College Fine Arts in spring to... She is graduating in the spring of 2018. Her work seeks to support those who have been ostracized as the others and who have existed under oppressive regimes. Wow, so follow her on Instagram, Sasha Balloons. Well, what I have for the Instagram link is Art by Sasha Balloon, and it's just how it sounds, and is spelt the same way. Art, ArtBy by Sasha, SASHA, and then Balloon, BALLON. So please get out there, make sure, come out to the Nest right here where we're broadcasting live. Check out what's going on with Pride Week 2018 at UBC for the Pride Collective of UBC. Now, also today, if you're not in Vancouver and you're listening out in Chilliwack, the Soji Saves Lives rally in Chilliwack, Spread the Word, is happening today from 6 p.m. till 8. 8430 Chesna Drive in Chilliwack. Chesna is spelled C-E-S-S-N-A, Chesna. So the school trustees in Chilliwack, BC, are continuing to attack LGBTQ community and is currently encouraging hate speech as well as publicly opposing the Sochi 123 program for children in BC schools. This program was developed to bring BC schools in line with the Human Rights Code, including the protections of our trans children. Please come through January 16th in Chilliwack to stand up against this hate. The link to the rally is below. Oh, this is, I'm reading from the Facebook page, but again, the address is 8430 Chesna Drive in Chilliwack. This is happening from 6 till 8 p.m., so if you are able to make it or get there, please do. All help is appreciated. Now, moving on to Wednesday, the Artistic Cultural Appropriation is happening January 17th in UBC from 6 to 8 as well. I think it's happening inside of the studios because the address is written here. LL 500 is the suite number, 6133 University Boulevard, CITR 101.9. So CITR and Discorder Magazine present Artistic Cultural Appropriation with Selena Joseph, Wednesday, January 17th from 6 to 8. It says The Nest, room 2508. Okay, so come down to The Nest, check it out. Want to learn more about cultural appropriation? Let's stop that bad old seed from growing into an artistic world and ensure it doesn't go home at CITR and Discorder. Join Sasha Joseph, Selena Joseph, as she explores the roots of cultural appropriation from a First Nations lens and explore how to identify it. So, it has free admission, so if you are listening in on campus, there's no reason why you shouldn't get involved. Now moving on, again, the same night, Leservations is happening in Vancouver. What do I have here? At the Nikhail Artisa Pizzeria at 62 East Cardova in Vancouver. You can get tickets at Eventbrite. Welcome 2018 with your favorite queer women's dinner party. Have a taste of some of Vancouver's favorite venues paired with the perfect glass of wine or two and a chance to get to know others in the local LGBT community. It's like a big family dinner if your entire family were made up of lesbians. All letters are welcome. So, get yourself looking up some of these wonderful events on Facebook, because I have, the show is nearly over, but I can talk about the weekly stories on The Drive at the Drive Coffee Bar, also happening on Wednesday from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. There's also the Girls Rock Camp fundraiser, which is happening at the Fox Cabaret on Wednesday as well from 8 p.m. till 11:30. Sorry Edith will be performing alongside the Charm Offensive. So, follow. That's a part of that. I see a couple. Oh, Story Lie has Pillow Talk at the Rio on January 18th from 7 till 8:30. So get to that event as well. You will be entertained. You will be so entertained. Make sure to get yourself involved with that. The second annual Sasut Salsquin Winterfest is happening on Friday, the January 19th at 487 Alexander Street. I can read a little bit about what's happening there, although my time's running out. So lift your hearts and minds to the pathway of healing. To the opioid crisis, and invite your community, friends, relatives, neighbors, colleagues, join us to grieve, heal, and discuss solutions and actions going forward. The gathering includes traditional meal with Bannock. There will be a bear ceremony, healing circles, drumming and singing, anti-stigma roundtable, and facilitated discussions by community experts in substance use and the opioid crisis. So this is Friday the 19th at the Japanese Hall, which is 487 Alexander Street in Vancouver. This is an early event, so you can get there 1 p.m. till about 5. So if you're not working all day, you get off at maybe 3 o'clock, you can check it out, see what's going on. Just looking at what's happening on Saturday. Oh, the Women's March is happening. Where's that? Jackpool Plaza. And that starts at 10 a.m. till 1. You can just walk in there and be a part of the event. Now, I don't see much else going on. So, as 10 o'clock rolls up on me quickly, I think I want to play some Mama Rude Gal so that you all can hear what is happening at Shindig tonight. This song that I have by Mama Rude Gal is called 4 AM. It's one of my favorites. And you're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR. Mama Rude Gal is from Vancouver, so you might want to follow her. And as she says at all of her performances, she is the only person on social media with the name Mama Rude Gal. It's really easy to find. I can spell it for you. MamaRudeGyal. Exactly like it sounds. Well, the gal part might be a little different, but I'm going to get into it. Here we go. 4 a.m. Mama Rude Gal, Queer FM.
Make it. if you can't be yourself.